Sully's mom invited Bobby to stay for supper, but he told her, no thanks, I better get home. He would much have preferred Mrs. Sullivan's pot roast and crispy oven potatoes to what was waiting for him back at the apartment. But he knew that one of the first things his mother would do when she got back from the office was check in the fridge and see if the Tupperware with the leftover stew inside was gone. If it wasn't, she would ask Bobby what he'd had for supper. She would be calm about this question, even offhand. If he told her he'd eaten at Sully John's, she would nod, ask him what they'd had, and if there had been dessert. Also, if he'd thanked Mrs. Sullivan. She might even sit on the couch with him and share a bowl of ice cream while they watched Sugarfoot on TV. Everything would be fine. Except it wouldn't be. Eventually, there would be a payback. It might not come for a day or two, even a week, but it would come. Bobby knew that almost without knowing he knew it. She undoubtedly did have to work late, but eating leftover stew by himself on his birthday was also punishment for talking to the new tenant when he wasn't supposed to. If he tried to duck that punishment, it would mount up, just like money in a savings account. When Bobby came back from Sully John's, it was 6:15 and getting dark. He had two new books to read, a Perry Mason called The Case of the Velvet Claws and a science fiction novel by Clifford Simak called Ring Around the Sun. Both looked totally ripshit, and Miss Harrington hadn't given him a hard time at all. On the contrary, she told him he was reading above his level and to keep it up. Walking home from SJ's, Bobby made up a story where he and Miss Harrington were on a cruise boat that sank. They were the only two survivors saved from drowning by finding a life preserver marked SS Lusitanic. They washed up on a little island with palm trees and jungles and a volcano. And as they lay on the beach, Miss Harrington was shivering and saying she was cold, so cold, couldn't he please hold her and warm her up, which he, of course, could and did. My pleasure, Miss Harrington. And then the natives came out of the jungle, and at first they seemed friendly, but it turned out they were cannibals who lived on the slopes of the volcano and killed their victims in a clearing ringed with skulls. So things looked bad. But just as he and Miss Harrington were pulled toward the cooking pot, the volcano started to rumble and...
Hello, Robert.
Bobby looked up even more startled than he'd been when Carol Gerber raced out from behind the tree to put a birthday smackaroo on his cheek.